with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Financial markets around the world reeled following President Trump's latest and most severe set of tariffs, and the U.S. stock market took the worst of it. Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate, says it's crunch time for people to stash some money away.
People really need to prioritize their savings. We're a country that lives typically paycheck to paycheck. And if anything, I'd like to see people try to save more money at this point, but acknowledging that there is a risk of price increases on important things.
Little was spared as fear flared globally about the potentially toxic mix of weakening economic growth and higher inflation that tariffs can create. Everything from crude oil to big tech stocks to the value of the U.S. dollar against other currencies fell. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says Canada should drop its tariffs against the United States, saying the northern neighbor would be willing to take them off in the next minute if the U.S. removes its tariffs. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Ford detailed how Canada has another $65 billion in tariffs ready to issue against the United States, but that the Trump administration knows Canada is willing to drop its tariffs. During an interview, the premier was asked how much of a theatrical dance between Ford and the administration this tariffs battle would be if both countries could drop their tariffs, prompting Ford to argue that Canada did not start this fight. Ford stated that the impending tariffs war is, quote, just going to hurt American jobs, and that President Trump said he was going to create jobs, create wealth, and reduce inflation by having foreign countries pay the tariffs after so long a time expecting the U.S. to bear the costs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,679 points, the NASDAQ plunged 1,050, the S&P lower by 274. This is SRN News. New abortion numbers from the Public Religion Research Institute.
The poll indicates that 63% of Americans want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. 34% want the procedure to be illegal in all or most cases. 85% of Democrats favor abortion versus just 39% of Republicans. Majorities of most major faith groups also want abortion to remain legal in all or most cases. The exceptions are white evangelical Protestants, Hispanic Protestants, and Mormons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have rejected bills that would have prevented males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats on the State Assembly's Committee on Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism voted down two proposals by Republican lawmakers after hours of impassioned debate. It would have applied to K-12 and college students. This is SRN News. Creating and sharing deceptive media made with artificial intelligence is now a crime in New Jersey.
Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signed legislation making the creation and dissemination of so-called deceptive deepfake media a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The measure also establishes a basis for lawsuits against perpetrators. New Jersey joins a growing list of states enacting measures taking aim at media created using generative AI. At least 20 states have passed similar legislation that targets such media involving elections. John Scott reporting.
The Energy Department says it has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.